All right, we are live. Welcome to the very first episode of what is our podcast called
The
again?
conversation
The
potluck.
Conversational Potluck. That's right. I'm Andrew.
I'm Levi.
And that's Abby. She's laughing.
Abby.
All right. So our goal for this first episode is going to be a little bit shorter than what a typical episode will probably be. We don't know. We've never done a podcast before.
I've done a mukbang
We
though.
have that. We don't talk about that.
That was so much
It was really weird.
A DC food mukbang.
So we'll just kind of introduce ourselves to you guys and talk about like how we know each other a little bit so you can have some context. And we'll talk a little bit about what we want this podcast to be. Which it might change. I feel like this podcast could be something crazy pretty soon. It could evolve, I think.
I think so too.
Very excited to
But
see where it
yeah.
goes.
All right. Levi, you're the youngest. You start.
My name is Levi. I'm from Nueva Mexico. I'm a sophomore in
From
college.
where?
Nueva Mexico.
Okay. He's from
New
New Mexico.
Mexico.
Okay.
I need to practice my Spanish speaking skills.
Yeah, you should. You're from
And
Mexico.
I know I gotta step it up.
Yeah,
But
represent.
I enjoy talking about random stuff, particularly movies and TV shows. What else about me? I'm a chemistry major, so I'm often quite stressed, and I'll
Yeah.
complain a lot about my classes, I have no doubt.
Yeah, no kidding.
You run too.
I do run.
Yeah, pretty fast.
Well, that's
Just
debatable, but I do
you
enjoy
run
running.
way faster than Abby and
I
I.
like biking and swimming as well, so I need to find a pool.
Yeah.
Because ours is closed on our college campus, and it is very sad.
Yeah. It's also October,
Yes,
and the
but
pool's outside,
you can always
so it would
swim
be closed
inside.
anyway.
We don't have an inside pool, though. But that's enough about me. On to Abby.
I'm not the next youngest, though.
Oh, you're right.
That is technically true.
So how's this gonna work? I guess I can just
Remember my
go. You're the
year.
yeah,
I'm
you're
the sophomore. I mean,
the You are not a sophomore anymore.
the junior of the group. Yeah, I'm from Colorado, except
What part of Colorado?
Colorado Springs. Yes, right at the base of Pikes Peak. And I'm a math major.
Ew, gross.
So
Just kidding.
much
I mean, she's really
fun.
smart.
No, that does not mean
What's your
anything.
favorite type of math?
Oh, definitely chaos. Yeah, I love chaos.
Clearly.
It's like the type of math that like the weather people use.
Really? They use it in the weather? How? That,
They
yeah, we
like
can
use
always
it to
talk about that.
predict things.
Okay, that's interesting.
The math of prediction.
One other thing about you.
I play violin.
Yeah,
Levi's imitating a
she's
violin
really good at the
right
violin. She's incredible at the violin.
now. My sister's much better, but
Shout out, Allie.
shout out Allie. I miss you. If you're listening, okay. That's pretty much everything interesting about me.
Okay.
Yeah. I babysit a lot.
Yeah, you do like babies. That's a big part of your personality, I feel like.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew.
Okay. My name is Andrew. I am from Cecil County, Maryland. I'm a senior. I'm a biology major, and I want to be a teacher. Still trying to figure out why, but that's where I'm headed right now. What I do? I sing in the choir here at school. I play the piano, I play the guitar. I really like music. What else do I like? I'm a people person. I'm a huge people person.
Extrovert.
Yeah, no, I have a chronic case of being an extrovert. But yeah, I'm sure we'll talk about more interesting stuff later, but
Oh my
yeah,
gosh, like
that's
our
me.
personality types.
Yeah, no, it's
Enneagrams.
yeah.
Yes.
We'll have to bring that up eventually, but okay. Yeah. So we all go to a small private Christian college just outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's called Eastern University. And we are all also part of a smaller group within Eastern University called the Templeton Honors College. And that's really fun. I think we all like it. We all like THC.
For sure.
Yeah. No, I definitely do. THC. I work for THC, so I...
Levi, really?
The way you said that, Levi. Oh. What if Dr. Williams is listening to this?
I think he'd appreciate my humor.
I think Dr. Williams would like this podcast.
I think he would.
I think we should send him this first podcast and
get
his review.
A personal invitation.
And he could be a guest. Okay. I'd love Dr.
Williams. That would be awesome. That would be so much fun.
That's another thing we want to do. We want to have guests on our podcast.
But, yeah. So... Yeah, I guess we can talk a little bit about how, like, we met and how we know each other.
Yeah.
We can start here. We'll start with me and you, Abby, because I feel like that's pretty clear. We're all RAs as well. We're all RAs in the same building. So that's kind of like how we came together.
Trauma bonding.
Yeah, real. But I was an RA in a freshman building when Abby was a freshman my sophomore year. And so I met you on your move-in day.
Yes. I walked in to Key Guffin, completely freaked out, and I saw this incredibly tall person standing in front of me, smiling, and I was like, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? But he was very nice. And
yeah, it was.
I was intimidated. I was very scared of him for an entire year.
Yeah. You were also a different person.
I was very different. I was very, very shy.
You were pretty timid.
Yeah. Awkward.
Yeah.
That hasn't really changed. A little bit.
Yeah. No, I remember, like, checking you in and meeting your mom and your sister and you and saying that I recognized you from the cohort group chat.
I remember that, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh,
You have red hair. That's another important thing about you is you have red hair. Abby's a ginger. A big part of her personality.
Definitely. I'm not really the ginger personality.
Secretly, I think you are.
I'm hiding it.
Anyway.
Yes. But that's how I met Andrew. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How'd you meet me, Abby? Or what's the...
Oh my gosh. This
big
is kind
event
of
that
epic.
Brought us together as friends.
So, I was heading back from babysitting. And my phone was dying. I had no money, even though I had just babysat. I hadn't been paid yet. And it was about 10 degrees outside, and a snowstorm was rolling in. And I got on the wrong train. And it stopped about halfway to campus. And I was kicked off the train because that was the end of its route. And I was just standing at this train station, freezing cold, without a jacket, because I am very forgetful, and I forget things like that. And my phone was at 3% or something like that. And I called my friend Shane, and he was like, I can't get you, but I'm going to find somebody who can. And then my phone died. And then about 15 minutes later, Levi pulls in. I've never talked to this guy in my life. And I get in the car with him and drive back to campus.
Yeah, from my side of the story, I'm walking back to my dorm after getting dinner, and this phone number calls me. I don't even think I had Shane as a contact, so I don't know how he got my number. But I answered it, and he's like, Abby's trapped at a station, and we need someone to go get her. And I was like, okay, I can do that. So I drove all the way there listening to the Mean Girls musical soundtrack, and I pick Abby up, and also, I'm not from here, so I didn't know where I was going. I'd never driven in snow before, so I was terrified, not only driving by myself, but now I'm reliable for someone else in the car, too. But we made it back to campus safely, so it all worked out.
I had no idea you were so terrified.
That's a pretty epic story. For like your first interaction, you're like your first real interaction with each other.
I'm sure I'd said hello to him and like been introduced to him, but I have no memory of him before that. So.
Yeah.
I count that as our first meeting.
Yeah, I think so. Because I was aware of both you and Andrew like through the first semester, but I never really talked to either one of you.
Yeah.
Well, you were in your own little world.
I was with my cohort and the cross country team all the time, so I didn't get to really meet anyone else on campus.
You didn't meet the cool people.
I did not meet the cool people.
Yeah. But, okay. And then I feel like, I think we saved the worst for last, because I think Levi and I meeting each other is really boring. I know I was aware of Levi, obviously, because who can't be aware of Levi? But I remember we were in the library, and it was like a Tuesday or like a Wednesday morning at like 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. or something. And I was friends with one of your friends, Caleb. Shout out, Caleb. And so Caleb ran over and gave me a hug, as he does. And we were kind of talking, and Levi was also there, and Levi happened to be wearing a Levi's hoodie. And I was like, hey, Levi, because I knew your name.
Uh-huh.
Because we had maybe like interacted. And I was like, Levi, I really like your hoodie. It's really funny. And that was like one of my first real memories of like interacting with you, like having a conversation. So I thought you were funny from the get-go. Because yeah. That's just very humorous to wear a hoodie with Levi on it when your name is Levi.
I love that sweatshirt so much. And it's like an inside joke with all my friends, because most people don't know that my name's Levi. And the ones that do are like, that's pretty funny. But one of my first memories of Andrew is sitting in the dining commons and him coming up to talk to our mutual friends and being like, guess what I did today on my birthday? I had an orgo exam, and complaining about that. And
oh,
I was
great.
Like, yeah.
Not because I'm like a great person. I just walk up and start yapping about my orgo exam.
Well, I'd be pretty upset if I had to do an exam on my birthday.
It was a great gift that Dr. Park gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, happy birthday to Andrew. But awesome. Okay, so I think one more thing we want to talk about real quick. We are running out of time, as they say on podcasts.
Yes.
Even though I don't think there's like a time limit on most podcasts.
Yeah.
But one thing that we want to talk a little bit about is like kind of like what we want this podcast to look like. So it's called the Conversational Potluck. Abby, what does that mean?
Wow, you put me on the spot there. Andrew.
I did. Did you come up with that name? Or
no.
Did Levi?
Yeah, no, it was you.
I think it was you.
It was not me.
It was.
I think it was definitely you. Maybe you came up with the
I came
idea.
Up with a lot of other names that you vetoed.
We did veto a lot of your names.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were. It's a bit. But I think you came up with a concept. So
I don't know. I think potluck, correct? I did not come up with this. But I think potluck comes from like the mukbang.
I think it was you saying that we should each come to an episode with a different like topic.
Oh, right.
And that's where
yes.
I think it might have been you, Andrew. You're like, that's like a potluck. And then it was
okay.
I think was it a Sunday? Because we were at the Methodist church and they were like really shoving this
potluck.
Oh, like,
yes.
Potluck
they keep inviting us to a potluck on October 27th or something like that.
And so potlucks were like on the mind.
So yeah, we were kind of thinking that we would each come with a topic. We probably won't tell each other what our topics are before.
Surprise.
So it'll be kind of a little surprise. So we'll talk about like three fairly random things that have been on our minds.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be really fun.
Yeah.
Get some fun titles out of that.
No, it'll be really fun. Yeah, and then we also want to have special guests. So it'd be great to bring some of our other friends. We really want our RD, our boss, because we're all RAs.
Sabrina.
We would like Sabrina to join us.
Do we tell our guests to bring a topic as well, or do they just get surprised?
That's
with
a
their
good
random
question.
Stuff?
I feel like maybe,
because
maybe we can
see.
Rotate and like every other we have a special guest,
that
and like
good.
I could bring someone,
mm-hmm.
and like or you could bring someone like the next time, and then it's like that person forfeits their topic.
That's
or
a good idea.
Yeah. We could do that. So then the special guest can bring something in place of like the person who invited them.
Let's do it.
Good idea.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm full of good ideas.
Yeah. Like always.
Yeah. So we just kind of want to talk about random things with each other. Part of this is just for fun and to like kind of share our thoughts on different things with the world. And also just kind of like cataloging some of our experiences here in college. Like, I'm a senior, so I'm about to graduate. And yeah, I want to have something to remember you guys by, because this, I don't have object permanence yet. So
you're sad. You can go and listen to podcast episodes.
That'll be great. Listening to this and sobbing. Yeah, shout out future Andrew. I know you're going to be crying to this episode in the spring. So, yeah, shout out to you. But, you know. And then, Levi, what do you want our audience to look like?
I think if we can get an audience of people who will just listen to the random stuff we talk about and, like, have a good time and laugh at our jokes, hopefully they have a similar humor as we do. But, yeah, as long as they like to listen to our conversational, I don't know, style, I guess, is a good way to put it. Because I think this will be probably pretty laid back.
Yeah.
Not over the top or anything. I don't know. I could see it getting over the top, but.
It probably could at some points. But yeah, I guess it just depends on.
Just see where it goes.
Yeah. You know, the topics we bring to the potluck, if you will. But yeah. All right. I think that brings us to the end of our very first episode. You guys have anything else to add?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so. Are we going to have, like, an outro at some point?
Maybe we might have to work on that. Yeah. What would our outro be like? Maybe we can all, like, sing something together?
Chipmunk theme song.
No, not the chipmunk theme song.
I'm sure the chipmunks will be a topic of conversation at some point.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I would love to talk about the chipmunks.
Happy Andrew and Levi signing off.
Adios.
Bye.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, ready? Run it back. Abby, Andrew, and Levi signing off.
Adios.
Bye.